State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What are you doing?
Fuck with the city, that's magic.
He trying to work with the city.
That's magic.
We all love. Bro, when they call me, I'd be excited. I'd be forgetting to charge them. You got to sign the table, bro. You're in a trap. Hell yeah. No, we had, I think Young Buck was the first one. I don't know why we ain't never.
How long y'all had this walk out?
Shit, this year number six. Six, baby. Six. We started this podcast with a dollar and a dream. We still got the dollar, but now the dream is a reality. 6 years, trapped. How long we been over here, about three? Yeah, about three. We ain't got blunts and shit.
Oh, y'all smoking bud.
No, we ain't. Not today, man. I saw you on the podcast, they were blowing weed all on y'all. Like, man, my nigga don't want to be around all that. I seen it.
Weed's beautiful.
I watch everything.
Weed's beautiful.
Hey, man, it is. It can be. Mm-hmm. J-O-N, you off today or what? Oh, Cat?
Yeah.
What we sounding like?
012? 012?
Everybody on?
Yes, sir.
I said, is everybody on?
The 85 South Show. We're ready to turn it up.
Have a drink. Can't believe they ain't bring no candy in here, man.
Shit.
DC, what's happening?
What was happening, gang violence? Damn, you big as hell.
Oh, they been playing old nigga shit all night, bro.
Ooh.
These nigga, man.
J-O-N, give me some new shit.
Everything been 70s and down. I'm like,
DC is in here, man. He want to hear some of that player shit.
Yeah, play me some Bruce Icy, man.
You need to hear some violence.
Yeah, I want to hear some shit. All that old nigga shit. Not what I'm talking about.
What is it?
Now, they my boy J.O.N. and shit. You finna rock me?
Nah.
J.O.N., that's your... Ooh, you got a good team, player. What you gonna do with it? Play it live, nigga. Bang, come on. Yeah. can't bring no guitar and not play. What you mean, they like you? You gotta get right, J.O.N. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, then.
What that had is how they groove for me. Yeah. Cause when he get right, what's room for me? Listen, hold up. Let me take my time. Let me go ahead and finish.
Come on, then.
Hold them, go by then. You already know, holla if you hear me. We talking. Yeah, fuck nigga, they be walking. She ain't lying, but we talking. But we talking. Listen, me and my bitch, we chilling. Yeah, we winning. Trying to go ahead and stack up some million.
Come on.
Gonna get a couple bennies. Uh-huh.
What?
You don't need work your bag, stupid little bitch.
What?
You ain't never had a 9-to-5, but it pussy lie. I ain't gonna tell you boy one more time. Boy, I had to go to head twice.
Ooh. It ain't. She charging $40 for the OnlyFans. The only person sleeping with is white men.
Ooh.
You know they gonna pay it. You know they gonna trick.
Ooh.
I don't want free pussy, cause I ain't giving it out free dick. No. Uh-uh.
I am.
Not me.
You did.
You
free
wanna fuck? You gotta pay the fee.
Damn.
That's how I'm living. Fuck that pussy. You gotta pay.
You gotta pay.
Yeah, everything you gotta pay.
I guess I'm giving my dick on credit. These bitches don't never have no money, they be special. They be like, I can't help it, hey. But they be hungry though, so we take them to Mickey D's on the low. Look, I'm talking about get your tooth on, folks. Man, your kids hungry, go and get some more.
You gonna think I'm lying, but I swear to God, it ain't no cap. Before I hit that pussy, I check my cash out just to see if she done paid in full, because I'm broke sometimes. But my money ain't. Don't even tell them. Hey, what? Hey, because you know they listening. And I don't like everybody. What? All in my business. Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 Self Show. Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Wait a minute. Just wait.
Hold on,
J-O-N. Just wait, J-O-N.
I don't think you understand, man.
Nah, you don't understand.
This nigga had to live every black nigga dream, man.
Bruh, this man that we got in here with us today.
Right now?
Ghetto legend.
He's a legend, man.
Certified.
I'm from my first nigga, man, to have ever done this shit. You get what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Well, I'm a legend.
Shit. Any nigga who went from being a regular nigga to being like an NBA star.
Right. Come
on. Just off the top.
Right.
And then you kept it hood by playing in the street ball league.
Yes, you
I don't feel like people even highlight that enough. You got some of the coldest highlights.
Right.
In the history of this shit.
Right.
You played with the legends, the most legendary team.
When he's a champion.
NBA champion.
He's a champion.
Man.
A lot of niggas can't say that. Charles Barkley, I fought with you.
Come on, man.
Don't do that.
I fought with him.
Don't do that.
Bro, you one of the only niggas that we seen get more famous while they was already famous.
For real.
Like, everybody knew you, and then you got even more famous.
Oh.
Hold on. Can we say it?
What's up?
You don't know?
Do say what?
Can we say whatever, but we're going to keep it G.
My boy
hit one of the...
Yes, sir.
If you know. Hold on. Clap if you know. If you don't know, nigga, you need to know. What?
Bro, you got,
every hood nigga
dream. It's just exactly what I'm saying. You out here thinking that this is regular shit, but niggas from the hood is like, go.
Be room for you.
Bruh.
That's just my life, bro.
Every time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lamar Odom.
Come on, man.
Lamar Odom.
My boy, man.
Bro, we've been seeing you on all kind of press runs and hitting little shows and podcasts and shit. And we see they keep asking you a bunch of shit you don't even want to talk about. Like, nah, fuck that. We got to get him over here, man.
Come on, man.
Just to let this nigga know that niggas like us.
We fuck with you.
We fuck with you, bro.
We fuck with you a long way. You dig what I'm saying? We ain't like a motherfucker, nigga, man. You dig what I'm saying? We fuck with you.
You got an amazing story, man. Let me read off some of these other accomplishments. We got paperwork today, man. Jamaica, Queens, first of all.
That's a
legendary place, bro.
What happened to your accent?
I've been traveling all since 19 years old.
Shit.
But I always go back to the hood.
Jamaica, Queens.
Always go back to the hood.
They don't get more hood than Jamaica Queen. They sell the big duchess in Queen.
Motherfucker like this, huh?
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Got me smoking big out there.
1997 high school parade player of the year.
Come on, man. So you playing in the parade?
No, that's man.
I'm like, stupid, nigga, you going down the street playing ball? You with a moving basket. I'm still good. You like, that nigga good.
No. Parade magazine.
Oh, okay, okay.
Same AAU team as Elton Brand and Ron Artest. Ooh. That's a team you don't want to see with three future NBA All-Stars on that bitch.
So how it was, like, even when they was, like, when y'all was kids, like, did y'all have that?
Nah, we conquered that team, yeah.
We're crazy.
Yeah, we conquered. That team, I think we only lost, like that team was, like, 63-3.
63-3? How long was
crazy. It was, like, a 4-year span or something. I know. Oh, okay. That was, like, a 2-year span we played.
That's a
nice game. Yeah. 1997-98, University of Rhode Island, first team All-Conference. Atlanta 10 Conference MVP. Drafted by the Clippers in 09.
Woo!
NBA rookie, all-first team.
Go stupid.
Man, traded to the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
Traded to the Lakers.
Yep. I seen it.
Won two chips with the Lakers.
Yes, you did.
Come on, man.
Man.
2010, man of the year, sixth man of the year, 2010. Nigga love candy. Yeah. Been all over the TV.
Right.
Yeah, I won a sixth man of the year when I was shooting a reality show too with my ex-wife.
That's a big stunt. Big stunt.
That was great.
So, bruh, this is what we really just, man, we came to kick it and talk about some of this amazing shit you've been up to, man.
What was it like being a
project kid and to be able to live out your hoop dreams and go all the way to the NBA?
I mean, that was a dream come true. Dream come true. Damn, weather's crazy, right?
Oh, shit.
So with Atlanta, man, the weather.
Man, that's how it be, man. You gotta wear you some swim trunk,
some shit with a hood
jacket.
On it. You never know.
Your umbrella and some Timberland boots. Cause you never know. And a knife, cause he crackhead for real.
For real. You do need a knife around this motherfucker.
Now it was a dream come true though. For real. But I think the blessing of it all was knowing what I was gonna do from a young age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that was a blessing. A lot of people don't find their love ever.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So I was able to find mine at a young age.
Man, the NBA life got to be different, man. You got the world coming at you so fast, man. How do you, exactly, at the height of that shit, like, how you navigate through it?
You got to be strong.
Yeah, it's hard. You
got to
be
money,
strong,
it's a lot
well.
Of
you know what I'm saying? Got to depend on God, first of all.
First off, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, you know, your family and your friends, your loved ones.
Yeah.
I don't think you do it by yourself.
So when you got to the league, bro, all your cousins and shit from Queens was just showing up at random games.
Bumba clap.
Nah, I mean,
cause you know, once you make it,
it's my brother.
But when you make it, your family always be like, you gonna leave. My cousin, you forget about me. Yeah, nah, I be in Boston.
You try to take care of everybody as much as possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But of course, you can't take care of everybody. You can't take care of the people that want to take care of themselves first.
Try to bring some opportunities back to the hood.
Hell yeah.
And you always go back to the hood, man. You
always.
Know what I'm saying? So if that one kid that just walk up on you and be like, Lamar, man, how can I do it? I watch you and I know you from Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? Queens, you know what I'm saying? Boom, McLeod, all right, nigga, shit. But like, what is it that you can tell that young kid that's inspired by your lifestyle?
Now you just gotta be persistent, you know what I'm saying? Right. And consistent. You know what I'm saying? At whatever you want to do in life. Feel me?
Right, too.
Mamba mentality.
Speaking of the Mamba, man, what was it like playing with Kobe like that?
Legend.
Ah, that was incredible, dude.
Because you hear everybody talk about, you know, the actual Mamba mentality and how he just never came out of, you know.
Yeah, putting his best foot forward and everything he did. Man. It seems simple just to say it, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people can't do it. Dude was like that with everything, though. Early in the morning, he was a thug on that basketball court.
He was there early before everybody.
Everybody. And the last one to leave. And he was a thug out there.
Right. Like, he was talking that talk.
Banging on breakfast, elbows in the morning, before the jump ball go up.
Going in. Letting y'all know that this is my court and
this
y'all
not, this is practice, but we just pushing you. Right. You know what I'm saying? For greatness. And he took us there.
That was right.
He took us there. Oh, pardon me.
It's up, man. Man, you said some shit on that Vlad TV recently that's going crazy on the internet.
Uh-oh, what'd he say? Because I ain't been watching.
The Donald Sterling shit.
What happened?
What I said? When you said he was coming in the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Gawking at people and shit, like calling motherfuckers handsome and
shit. Yeah, sizing his players up. Talking about we got the most handsome team in the league and all.
Hold
up,
who that?
The white dude owned the Clippers.
Well, he used to own the Clippers.
He come in there and say what?
He just like extra eyes on the players.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
The
little uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah.
But his whole style was chump.
Real?
You can't
call us niggas and all that. Because Doc River was a nigga, man. He was doing his thing. They let his ass go.
And then they did. They got Tyronn Lue now.
The fuck that's going to do?
They trying, though.
That's the same nigga who Iverson walked over.
Yeah. They don't act like Lue wasn't a dog, though. Lue had moments.
Look at that nigga like he was a Yorkie poo.
I hate that that's the only shit that people got on Lue. He was a dog.
No, don't get me wrong. Now, I ain't gonna lie. That boy Lue, he was, you know, he was a baby fish. Cause niggas sleep on Derrick Fisher. Derrick Fisher a whip a motherfucking boy.
Fact,
pretty boy Floyd. What you want? Top of key. Here we go. I'm like, damn.
Who y'all got taking it this year?
Not a Red Fox. I'm thinking a Red Fox. Not,
who gonna
not
win this? Shit, I don't know.
Fisher the nigga that was running from my boy Matt Ball running.
I'm thinking the Lakers gonna win this shit again, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
They got Lakers.
Man, they got the team. Shut your ass up, boy. Shut your ass up.
Trey! They always talk about Steph. That boy Trey shooting that bitch from out of bounds.
Now, Trey got a geezer.
Come on, man.
You know we fucked them hawks, bro. They got my boy Lue on there now. Lue Williams.
Lue Williams done came back home doing that motherfucking thing. Lue, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Good nigga, though. You know, up there.
He from up there.
But you know, we fuck with him. Nigga want to come out here. I don't even
really understand how the whole Atlanta thing go. Like,
what
so
you mean?
You got Atlanta's the city.
Right.
The city. That's it.
So what's up with all these other...
It's like them other cities.
They not... it's not Atlanta?
No, what it is, we might share a county.
So if you live in, give me some different places where.
Okay, so if you live in like Gwinnett.
That far.
That's that way.
Howard.
Up there.
Gwinnett is the city. No, that's the county. The city is,
It's a bunch of them.
It's a lot of them.
So what about, Douglasville, you not from Atlanta? If you from Douglasville?
No, you from Georgia.
You from over there on Thorn Road, man. What's wrong with you? Boy, y'all over there on Clark County. Where you
ass see, he's from Atlanta.
If you're Mary Ellen. Boy, y'all ass from Mary Ellen,
If you don't live in Fulton County, you ain't
in
Atlanta.
There's one school we fuck with in Mary Ellen. And then Pebblebrook. Other than that, we don't know them niggas.
And cut that bitch on the west side.
Like right there. He like, y'all get down there, fella.
Say what?
They got Marietta. I'm trying to think of some other towns that I heard the name
what
of.
What about? See, I'm going to tell you what the east side biggie fucked them. The east side really bigger than the west side. Because the west side really Atlanta and west side only claim Atlanta shit. Because the west side can go further like Marietta and all that shit because it's on the I-20 westbound. But that shit cut off after Martin Luther King, out the back end.
Basically, everything inside of 285, that's Atlanta, in the middle. Everything else is extra.
Yeah.
285 is the freeway.
Yeah.
Big circle.
Everything inside the circle is Atlanta.
Everything. But on the outskirts, it's still Atlanta, but then that's when the other cities get. Like, Decatur is another city. Big, but it's on the east side. And Decatur has its own county called DeKalb County. But the east side, Fulton County, does run on the east side a little bit. And Atlanta runs on the east side a little bit. But then they got Decatur, then they got Lithonia, then they got Stone Mountain, then they got Scottsdale. So the east side over there is way bigger than the little east. It takes a while
to learn the geography around this.
You got to know.
Because every side of town is different, though. It just really depends on where you at.
And you know where you at, too, once you get
that
there.
That shit way different from New York. Because New York...
Y'all got barrels.
Yeah, but if somebody say, yo, it's 5 minutes away, it's 5 minutes away.
No, it's not. Not in New York.
Out here, somebody tell you it's 5 minutes away.
He lying.
You on the freeway.
No, I'm like, he lying. Like, he still laying in the bed, bro. I'm in the car. I'm pulling up, bro. Oh, it's a wreck. It's a wreck.
Yeah, that's a good.
Land now.
Anywhere you want to go around this motherfucker is at least 27 minutes away.
Bruh, and then New York is crazy. I lived in Jersey and had to travel for 2 years. If I wanted to go 2 miles, nigga, it's gonna take me 40 minutes. I can see where I'm going. Literally, if I get out the car, I can walk to that motherfucker and make it before if I
stay in
the car.
That's probably in Manhattan, though.
Yeah, it would.
In Manhattan.
No, I'm so from the South, I don't even think I could live in New York.
It's hard, bro.
Now you
I love New York.
You a king, bro. You
think, y'all aggressive, nowhere, brother. Y'all aggressive and y'all rude as fuck. I fuck with my New York motherfucker, I swear I do, but I give it to y'all every chance I get. Y'all some aggressive. Every time I get out that airport at JFK, I get to argue with one of them cab drivers. They pass me every time. Every time. And when I go to the bodega.
You gotta be aggressive motherfucker living on top of you.
Hell yeah.
I fuck New York though. Y'all got some bad bitches. You bum ass nigga.
You like that shit?
Yeah, I love that shit. I be like, cause you know she ain't no hoe when she leave. You like, ain't nobody finna just chump my bitch out.
Right.
Not from no New York.
I don't keep it real with you though.
What?
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 Say it.
Say it, motherfucker.
Say it. Damn, say it. Damn, I know what you about to say. Say it.
Now, you
say
know
it,
who got the bitches, my nigga. You know who got the bitches.
Who, nigga?
The South.
The A? You just cause you just like that home southern fit. We be like, come on in, baby. He ain't never had no hood.
That's the one thing about it. Like around this place, bro. In Atlanta, you can be the girl of your dreams every day.
She might have more money than you.
Exactly. You can break up with your chick and find another chick look just like her.
They could, and
general. Even better. That's what made me stay so long.
New Yorker though, cause them bitches so aggressive. And they cute as fuck. And they Dominican. I think they would have.
That's what. Like,
oh, you like the Spaniard.
Oh, that, get the fuck out of my face, Papi. I'm like, hey, what do you do? You
ain't
talk like that every day, man.
I couldn't do it. They live with too many people.
You did one, three minutes.
You go over there, her grandma live in the living room. You like, her grandma don't never leave the living room. Me and Tim, somebody stay in every room of this house.
You crazy. She said the grandma. He's stupid.
He said grandma in the living room.
She live in the living room.
But she pee at like, man, she, in the living room.
She live in the living room.
It's stinky here. Smell like piss. I said, that grandma.
Boy, y'all stupid.
That is funny, bruh. That's facts. Nigga, I think I went to Coney Island, nigga, with my partner Five Mike, nigga, who was in the project, nigga. And I just embrace, like, hood culture. Like, I love, cause it's, like, everything I seen on TV, then when I go to it, I'm like, bro, this shit real. Like, the elevator don't work. Yeah. Like, you literally got to walk. Like, my man stayed on the 10th floor, and I'm like, my nigga, I just embrace, like, we had to walk up 10 flights of stairs. Like, you gotta do this shit every day to live, my nigga? Bro, when we went up there, went into a nigga's spot, bro. It was literally the bedroom in the living room in the same room and the kitchen like on the opposite wall. And I asked the nigga, I said, and the nigga had a pool table in that bitch.
See, it'd be the extra shit like that.
Okay, then what make it, you know what I'm saying? Like, then
it
bad.
That's what made it fancy.
That what made it bright. Pool table. Y'all like, that nigga got a pool table? You know you can't take this motherfucker out of here. Like, I'm telling you. But I asked my guy, I said, bro, how much this shit was? He said, and the crazy part about it, down here you live in the hood, be paying $250 and shit like that, Section 8. Man, Big Dog was paying $1,500 for the, the one, the studio with the pool table. $1,500. And like, I couldn't feel sorry for him, I'm like, nigga, you make $1,500.
My homeboy had an apartment, he stayed on the third floor. Like, you walk in, ain't shit on the second floor. It's like they demolished the second floor.
Right.
It looked like a horror movie. Then you get up there to his shit, you like, bro, this is nice, but I don't know about that shit under you. There's some ghosts in that motherfucker.
But then they said all the buildings in, but this one I don't like, they said all the buildings in New York, now it's the, what's the shit that's coming from the paint that was killing people?
Asbestos?
Yeah, the asbestos shit, and that over time, as it wear out, the asbestos from the paint was kind of like killing the people in the
fucking people up. Bro, that's some shit I ain't heard nothing
ain't
about.
Ain't nothing but a trap. Ain't nothing but a trap since the day they built them bitches.
But that shit can make you gritty though. It give you that grind, bro. Cause it's like, shit, nigga, if you gotta get up and walk 10 blocks,
One thing I can say about niggas from New York, man, y'all some getting money, flashing ass niggas. I don't give a fuck about that. Y'all the first nigga that I know that the first state that I knew that had like every nigga in there could get some a couple thousand. Straight up, you could be from Queens, Brooklyn. Nigga, Harlem, it don't matter. You just like you
rapping
that shit.
Bro, this how cold New York is. You could be a legendary drug dealer in that bitch.
Fact. But some of them didn't tell
him. A lot of them, they had to. They had no choice. They had to tell it.
They had a choice.
Shit.
They just chose to tell.
Yeah, life or death.
Nigga, you gonna get both anyway.
Exactly.
Where you from?
Mississippi.
Mississippi?
Ain't shit down there.
You kill a nigga.
Exactly.
That's the South, South.
That's the real South.
That's the South, South.
See, Thunder even know. You don't fuck with Mississippi,
nah,
man.
Hell no. Hell no.
I just rolled past a sign when we left Mississippi show, nigga. It was saying like a massacre with 1866 or some shit. About when the white people came to the town and killed a whole bunch of them.
Nah, there ain't no telling. That could have been 1966.
Nah, that shit.
It's still bad down there like that?
I don't know. I don't think it's bad as people think it is on that part of like the Mississippi burning and the KKK type shit. Yeah. I think it's more, they got that economic racism now where it's like, y'all doing good. Everybody over here fucked up. Right. It's like, you can see the color line. Like, nigga, they living over that bitch. The motherfucker got the big ass cribs in it. Nigga, everybody over here got the same shit.
Right, right.
So it's more in your face. You get what I'm saying?
I get it.
It ain't even no illusion like a nigga can get some money around that bitch.
But you looking for a spot at? Because I know you ain't out there, man.
Lane no
more.
Nah, down here in Atlanta somewhere.
What?
You hook me up?
I'm a relative.
Shut your ass up.
Man, where you trying to be, where you trying to go? Who you need to, nigga? I'm the nigga need to know. Hey. Bad credit, no credit, get approved. Hey. Let me know when you trying to move. Hey. Commercial coming soon, man. Matter of fact, that is a commercial.
You selling houses now,
man,
my boy?
Come on, man. I am the landlord.
I hear that, my boy.
You did. What? I pull up, be outside like the mob, man. Hey, man, tell them bring that 1200, man. That shit feel like a nigga selling dope again. I got a couple spots to go pull up on. Mm-hmm, 2 months behind, you bullshit.
Yeah, man, you been doing a lot of interviews and shit lately. What you out here?
Trying to get the bag, bro. NBA crazy. Is over, man.
You gotta go crazy.
You feel me? You feel me?
I don't think I'd leave the NBA and go look for some more money, though.
No, I'm just trying to work, man. As much as possible.
Fuck the job,
man.
Lamar. Trust me. Just chill.
Just chill?
Yeah, fuck man. That, man. You invest got your money, man.
Some crypto money?
That too. Get a lot of it.
NFT. You go to NFT?
Yeah, you fuck
hell
with
yeah. You probably got a bunch of shit, people.
Get Dodge
I'm about
too.
To fuck NFT.
Ethereum? Yeah, sir. Ethereum gonna be like another Bitcoin on me.
Yeah.
Keep going on. Dogecoin going crazy too.
I'm fuck with NFT strong.
I fuck with NFT stupid strong.
What would you sell on that bitch?
Probably.
I know you got some memorabilia around here.
Ooh.
They like strange shit.
Yeah?
Yeah, like socks or some shit. These the socks I had on in my 37th birthday party.
Ooh.
It gotta be some exclusive type shit.
Ooh, some exclusive type
yeah,
socks.
Yeah, like a jersey that's musty, one you never washed. Shit'll bring 2.6 million.
I get them something.
Gotta go.
Maybe I'll draw some shit.
Ooh, you draw?
No.
Do it.
There you go. A nigga about the first painting from Lamar Odom.
Real rap.
And don't even finish the bitch, because it's artistic.
Yeah.
Half face it.
Yeah, man.
You got to put another nigga face on it.
Bro, who are some of the players that you played against that are better than the average NBA fan though? You know, it's always that one dog-ass player that don't get proper respect. Like one on every team. Who are some of those guys to you?
Damn, nobody gave you butterflies, nigga. Come on, man.
I mean, have you ready? Intense?
Right, like you know you can't come to bullshit. Ain't no such thing
Kevin Garnett.
That's a dog ass nigga.
That's the perfect
right
matchup. To guard you.
Kevin Garnett.
I would definitely say KG
on both ends, too, because you got to put it together to get past that motherfucker.
Right, was he saying wild shit, too?
Oh, my gosh.
I heard he told a nigga his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Allegedly.
He was like, well, we was playing with Darius Miles, so.
Shout out to Darius Miles.
OG, what's up with it?
So we had Darius Miles, and we had a real athletic team.
And we was playing the Timberwolves one night, and we was like, a lot of dunks. You know what I'm saying? Right. We was like really going at them. Dunk. And KG was like, these young niggas got my dick hard. What the fuck?
Yeah, he's a wild nigga. Nobody would have ever thought that that's what he said.
Pause. You know what I mean?
KG brought it to the house like, why he chose that
story? Whoa. I'm a goddamn story.
That's the way you're doing it.
He's just extra intense, man.
Yeah.
Extra intense. You had to always come with it. I guess that's it.
Well, we know your go-to move, KG.
Hey, Tracy,
ooh,
Tracy.
Don't you say that shit tonight. Don't you say that shit tonight. That nigga get powered up. No, not tonight, KG. Say that compliment for another team.
Tracy McGrady was a dog, too.
Well, T-Mac, hell hold man. Up, good eye, bad eye.
Yeah, he was tough. Both.
Woo! Because niggas don't know Tracy had a lazy eye.
Both. That's probably why it was so ill, because you ain't know when he was going to get aggressive. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, put your ass to sleep, like... But he jaying your ass down.
He gave that was me like, a good one. That was a good one.
He gave me like 47, though.
Damn.
Real rap. Probably like 35 in the month.
T-Mac was a problem, though.
A whole problem.
Prime T-Mac was doing 45 every night.
You know what's so crazy?
Like, when I was in
high school, I was the number one player in the country.
Right.
Until...
Talk your talk, nigga.
Nah, until that dude came around. Because at ABCD, he turned it out. And he caught up to me that year. That's why I got Parade Player of the Year, and he got Gatorade Player of the Year. So we had to split that. But he was a dog. Because he was me, but he was just more athletic. He had all the same tools that I had, but he was just jumping.
He ain't had the handles like you, though. We was, just, nah, we was that debating
age.
That shit.
Not at that age.
You the first big man that really had handles, though. I'm talking about that could dribble?
With the street ball shit.
Yeah,
I'm talking about that could dribble.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
That can drip.
Probably so, because it was a part of my career where I was like, I tried to be more like Kenny Anderson.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Than anybody else. But
growing
I never really thought.
York,
I never
though.
Thought. Yeah, growing
were
up in New York.
Were you a Knicks fan growing up?
Hell yeah. Growing up in New York, you going.
Why is that funny to you?
Man, y'all love them Siren niggas so much. Like, I ain't
right
never
now.
Seen niggas that love Siren T like that. They said, oh, Lord,
nah,
Knicks.
Nah, we got pride.
For what?
They bowling right now.
Now. They had the whole friend. It took their 80 years. They gonna hate me for this. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I love you niggas, man.
No, we balling right now, though.
Now, y'all definitely is balling.
But in New York, growing up, playing ball, you're going to have to, like, you got to have a handle.
But who inspired you to be a dog? Like, who gave you, like, when you was on that court, of course you did
just,
you.
I think just watching basketball. When I was growing up, I played every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And whenever I played, whether it was 21 or 2-on-2, 3-on-3, I wanted to win the game.
Right.
You feel me? I was just wanting to win the game.
even with football. In football, I was a dog, too.
What you played in football?
Pee Wee, quarterback.
Quarterback?
Facts.
God,
with that dirty left.
I was a beast.
Word.
Correct.
So when you made the decision, when you were like, you know what?
Nah, what? Hell. Ninth grade, I went to Christ the King High School.
Right.
And it was like really known for that basketball. But I went to football practice.
Right.
One day, and I think it was when school first started.
Uh-huh.
And in the morning, I heard, you know, Lamar come to Mr. Oliva's office. So that's the coach. He was like, Lamar, right, we ain't really bring you in here to play football. So that's when I was just like,
uh-huh,
fuck the football.
That's about it. Locked
and loaded. Mm-hmm. They worked out.
I ain't get to enjoy no shit like that. Hey, come here. You ain't here to play no goddamn football. What's up, man? Who that?
Like,
what's up, fool?
Rush trying to get in this motherfucker. Now, damn, I was finna just ask you something.
What's up,
but
with
the knock fuck me up.
Don't let it fuck you up.
What?
Oh, the fight!
I forget about the fight! You supposed to be fighting this nigga, Aaron Carter.
There ain't gonna be no fight.
Everybody know that's the baby brother of Nick Carter. He's a street nigga.
No, he's not.
You gonna whoop his
Stop
ass.
Stop saying
man.
That. He's a what Disney child.
Street? Aaron Carter was a street nigga.
You know the fuck he was.
Everybody know my name.
You basing it off a Kidz Bop video?
Everybody know my name. It's Aaron Carter. Yeah. Hey, man, you couldn't tell me that white boy was out here selling cocaine, man. Everybody know my name.
Nah,
yeah.
Fuck nah.
Yeah, fuck
ain't gonna
that.
Be no fight, man.
Man, you gotta whoop his ass, man.
He need an ass whooping. He been hard-headed a long time. He don't listen to nobody.
He don't?
Hell no.
Ain't gonna be no fight.
He been suing
his mama and dad
child.
And everybody.
He beat up his brother, Nick. That's how he got famous. And he used to fuck with Britney Spears.
Damn.
Aaron Carter used to fuck with Britney Spears.
You stupid. I ain't want to gossip, but you ain't here with me.
I didn't know this shit. I didn't know
what?
That. I didn't know.
Man, you ain't want grown up and listen to the boy band.
I was already grown.
Yeah, yeah.
This is no fucking boy band.
I forgot you was already 30.
You're goddamn right.
Damn. You been out here for a long time. You got to whoop his ass for us, OG.
Ain't going to be no fight, man. They paying me to... Go with your gut, DC.
I know you're gonna knock his ass out. I just need the nigga. I need to know your fundamentals is up to par. Whoop his ass. It's Aaron Carter, man. We can't allow these folks to have anything.
Were you training right now?
Six or
you just gonna do
huh?
The street?
Nah, I'm training. Go to train every day. I got train in the morning, six
in
the morning.
Not sleep on that white man.
Nah, you can't sleep.
Sleep on nobody.
If you get in the ring, you know that. You can't sleep. You be put to sleep if you sleep.
I'm coming to the fight.
Yeah, he crazier than you, though. Ain't no fucking way I would fight a nigga damn near 7 feet tall. You got to be right up under that motherfucker.
And he ain't posting no videos of him training either, so I don't trust that shit. Y'all need to call
him
and see what they doing.
He probably smoking cigarettes and everything. I'm going to fucking kick his ass, man. She's going to fucking know.
You got to turn your hat back.
That's the beat that
That's
he always
shit.
Is in.
I'm Aaron Carter. Everybody knows me. You like, bitch, nigga. That nigga had one song. What that shit was, man? White people. What's the name of the song?
Ain't
man?
No white people in this bitch.
The lightest person in here.
This Atlanta for real in here.
I was really talking to Ryan. Ryan. That's the only whitest person we got in here. He's a Filipino. Are you Filipino?
Vietnamese.
Vietnamese.
This motherfucker, bro. You can't take him no fucking way.
He's still fit, man.
He gonna find a way.
You silly, man.
What day is the fight?
It's,
June 11th. And you don't know when you fight, man?
Nah.
We gotta take this shit serious tomorrow. You start to scare me, man.
It's in Atlantic
like,
City.
Where you fight, man?
Showboat Casino. Is it gonna be like live? Like on streaming or some shit?
It's pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view. I'm gonna buy that
you
shit.
You know how much it is? So I can see how much it is.
I'm gonna buy that shit.
Buy that shit 100 times from you.
I ain't gonna do once.
Do you got a cold?
I mean, it ain't cause I wouldn't. It's that they only let you buy the shit once.
Cousin, grandma,
you
uncle,
got a cold?
Everybody.
You got a cold?
The hood, Mississippi.
I'll tell them that.
Everybody. Everybody got $59.99.
Do you have a cold so we can
help? I don't know.
You know.
Of course, somebody take me to fight, huh?
Do you have a cold so we can punch it in that goes straight to you?
I don't know.
You need to ask these questions.
Bro, have you thought about this? Like, worst case scenario.
What do you mean, worst case
Aaron
scenario?
Aaron Carter whoop your ass. How the fuck you gonna come back? How you gonna explain that? No, I thought we was just going, man, he got up under me. Man, I don't know, man. Bro. We're coming back in August for part two.
That's funny.
I mean,
well,
ain't gonna be no money in the
whoop
rematch.
His ass.
Ain't gonna be no more
it
money.
It might
in the rematch.
Be, though. It
I'm
might.
Coming to the fight. If you lose, I'm swinging on his family. Fuck that. We gotta win. We gotta leave with a W. I'm
listen, my dude.
No, I'm just saying. Hey,
I got faith
it's just, you want me, I'm gonna ask you, want the first round, second round, or third?
It's only three
rounds.
No,
don't do it. What? How many rounds is it?
There's only three rounds. Celebrity boxing.
Well, I mean.
Don't go out there and give all your punches off in the first round, fool.
I'm asking you, bro.
I'm what I didn't box. Figure that nigga out. It's Aaron Carter. You already know I'm gonna paint his ass, but I just wanna see where he at with it. If I throw a jab, if I throw a hook, how he gonna react? If you see him sleep, attack. I'm going in.
Want me to be your corner man?
If y'all there,
come to the motherfucking corner. Lamar, this ain't what the fuck we practiced. This ain't what the fuck we talked about.
I'm hopping in the ring.
Put your shoulder up. Put your shit up and roll that shit. I'm just saying.
Okay, if I could say anything, because how tall Aaron Carter is? I ain't no professional.
He about
5'6".
Nah, he about your height.
He about my height.
How tall are you?
I'm about 6 feet. Don't lean in, my nigga.
He about your height.
Don't do one of these. Ooh, back your ass up. Do not lean in. Cause your body all the way halfway down. You hear me? You make that motherfucker come to you, he gonna get agitated, trust me. I'm telling you, he gonna be like,
you got the reach, man. Just keep him that way. Don't let him get close. And protect your nuts.
Man.
It's the number one rule in any fight.
When you up.
Protect your nuts.
Yeah, I watch Django.
May 18th.
Protect my nuts.
You got to. They go up under there and hit you.
Yeah, man, you got to protect your sack.
I believe in you. I'm going to put 10,000 on fucking.
I still ain't.
I think this is extra.
Who want to beat me? Like I got charity? My boy Lamar, man. He's going to whoop his ass.
Or just for what? What is this? For charity or?
Yeah, it's for charity.
Where I am.
Which one?
My pockets.
Oh.
I was just about to say, y'all flavor, what the hell?
Never heard of that?
Yeah. Yeah, right out there.
That's a good reason to whoop somebody.
Crib here. Let's see.
Hey, man, welcome back to the 85 South Show. We over here talking shit with Lamar Odom, trying to promote this next fight. Clayton, you jumping in here?
You better not take Aaron Carter's side either.
I had to bring you in.
Yeah.
First of all, what's up, big dog? I know you gonna whoop Aaron Carter's ass.
My boy.
What's up, Aaron Carter gotta be on. He tripping.
He might have to be on
steroids. He on that Jake Paul shit. Whatever Jake Paul doing, he saw that
Jake
and he thought
Paul
he could do
fighting.
It.
Fuck that bullshit. We ain't gonna act like that nigga ain't fighting, man.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta give fighters they credit.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck that. He in the embarrassing niggas, man. You hear me?
Who, Jake Paul?
What? They can say what they want to say.
Hey. He didn't take steroid tests, though.
Hey. Hey. Motherfucking Jake Paul out here whooping people ass.
Him and Logan.
I bet they grew up scrapping like a motherfucker.
I don't know about Logan.
I ain't seen Logan. Logan whooped somebody ass.
I ain't seen Logan fight yet.
He won his fight.
Who he got to fight with?
Somebody, one of them white boys.
Nah. Jake out here whooping ass and hopping on private jets. Just flying. He ain't even going nowhere. He just like, fuck it. Put me now. Where we going? Just go around. Just do a loop. And record videos like do it. Like, this nigga is that fight. What the hell wrong with this man? Where you come from?
Hey, man, what you miss the most about playing in the NBA? Besides the check. It's clear to you out here fighting for checks and shit. Beating up Aaron Carter.
Good motherfucker.
Yeah,
bro, you probably stand up like that.
Nah, the camaraderie, man, my brothers. You know what I'm saying? You around these dudes more than your family.
Who are some of your best friends that you made playing in the league?
Luke Walton.
Bruh.
Word.
I would never expect that.
Word.
Who he played for?
For real, the Lakers.
He was on the team for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, he one of them old niggas just there for like wisdom and shit.
I swear he started coaching halfway through a game.
Yeah. I'm not listening to Luke.
His outfit out, put on a suit, came back out, said, hey man, run the triangle.
What are you doing?
I'm not listening to Luke.
Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Of course, Kobe.
Yeah. Barry Smiles, Kobe Bryant. Quentin Richardson. My brothers.
So, they got a dope ass podcast over there.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They do.
Fuck with all of them.
Knuckleheads, right?
Fuck with that.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. Steve Jackson, Matt Barnes.
Yeah.
I'm the OG. I just got through talking to
Mad-Ass. And then, you know, when you're playing with the Lakers, it's like, that's basketball royalty.
Yeah, what was that like, man?
You over there and you know you have to, it's a certain standard you have to be able to play by.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you got to make sure you're keeping this legacy up. Because, nigga, this stuff.
It ain't just grabbing anybody, nigga. Right. You got to be one of the chosen to go over there.
Yeah. I mean, the town is, you know, everybody love you.
Right.
You know what's crazy about the Laker game, though? That everybody that you a fan of mm-hmm. is sitting right there front row cheering for you.
Mm. You feel
me? Right. Everybody, movie you watch, music you listen to,
they
now they there rooting for you. Mm. That shit is that shit is crazy. That's the best part about it, though. If you really like performing. You know what I'm saying?
So that's it. So
the Lake Show.
That's the thing where I'm like.
And then you go.
Bastard.
Bitches.
They there. Speaking of bitches. Okay, don't give me that little bitch.
Y'all whooping like y'all ain't Mike.
hey, and I don't even really say the bitches.
Right.
I want to be down with.
Beautiful female. Yeah, they love us.
The ladies. I mean, the women, you're going to get the cream of the crop.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Coming to the game rooting for you.
Exactly. Some of the most expensive.
You feel what I'm saying?
They squeeze it.
So it's like, if that can't motivate you,
right?
Nothing
right.
can. You don't want to be.
You don't want to be good. You don't really love that guy. You didn't do nothing?
You don't love it.
I love the
You didn't do nothing?
Nothing?
You don't love it.
You did nothing? Somebody I mean, was there.
It's just, you know, the you on the beach, the atmosphere, man. It's right. crazy.
So when even when you realize, like, I'm about to be in the game, like, that moment when you realize I'm about to go to the NBA draft or it's a team from the
country. Right.
Speaking, I just want to know, like, because that's every nigga hood dream. That whole little process of, oh, I'm in the draft. Oh, okay, now the draft is up. And then your heartbeat and the anticipation of what team going to call your motherfucking name. How was that experience?
Like, where you think you was going to get drafted to?
Right.
I thought I was going to get drafted probably third.
First
no, I thought it was going to be second. I thought Vancouver was going to take me. They took Steve Francis. Mm.
Steve Francis.
And then I knew I wasn't going to go to Charlotte because I didn't work out for them individually. And I knew the Clippers would probably take me. But that's just like a dream come true. For real. I'll tell you a story, secrets. So I'm getting drafted. I got drafted, right?
Right.
Name got called or whatever. You know, say it's everybody, my family,
right.
Uncle, aunt, whatever. Last one, I get to my grandma. Grandma, I made it. Give her a kiss. She looked at me. She's like, "Don't give these niggas shit."
That's the best advice.
The best advice ever in the world.
Come here, baby. Don't do shit with these niggas.
Fuck these shit. Motherfuckers. You, everybody behind me? Fuck them motherfuckers. You hear me? What?
So when you got that first big check, man, what you start buying then? What was your first big purchase?
Lambo.
Straight up out the
door. No, I always wanted a, my dream car was the,
the wide body Benz, the 500. Mm. That's the only thing I ever wanted.
Wide body motherfucker.
You know what I mean?
That Benz 500.
That's it.
Yeah, when you got it, what was next?
Had it in all
the
black.
The six?
In the seven.
Nigga, you got another one?
I want the X6 motherfucker, though. If I got any dream car, it's the Porsche and the BMW X6. That's how I do.
The Porsche?
You know what I'm saying? Every hood nigga
want.
It's something about
that
Porsche, motherfucker.
I can't
fit in them.
That's what I was about to say.
That's what you
even get.
It's the sports car.
That might look at me like a Porsche. Yeah, it's a that's Porsche,
the,
nigga.
That's out the window for me.
Yeah, you too
I can't do that. Most you catch me in a, something sporty like that, probably the Panamera Porsche.
The four-door one.
That's nice.
See, the Panamera motherfucker, see, I'm still with the Cayenne. Hey. Cayenne me.
So, boy, you anybody said when, need to be in my car? The chip, you had got a Rolls Royce as a gift?
Yeah.
What happened? You had got a what?
They won the championship. His wife bought him the Rolls Royce.
Ooh, somebody need to read a book.
Phantom.
My girl need to read a book.
Yeah, my wife, hey, boy, hey.
I can't
hold your wife gonna have to get it together.
You hear me? Just give me an old Sid Monte Carlo or something. Just buy me an Astro van.
She talking about she rotating.
A Phantom?
Yeah.
With the stars? With the stars in it?
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I don't know what the fuck made me. Man, how I blow that?
Man. What, the Phantom or the?
Everything.
Oh. And that player's fucked up.
Yeah. But the bounce back is always beautiful, though. You dig what I'm
that's
saying?
That's a fact.
Facto. Motherfucking facto. That was beautiful, though. Family for the championship. Yeah. That was royalty, buddy.
Chilling with them, yeah.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
You ever think about getting married? Again?
That's a hard-ass question.
What?
Take your time on
it's
that.
All right.
Don't never ask no black man that shit, bro. That shit'll catch any nigga off guard.
It's my girl.
I love you, young man. Hey,
you asked me that, man. Don't be acting like I'm the nigga that's asking these questions.
I asked you that.
You asked me that, and I'm saying, I'm gonna say that conversation. We should have just handled the conversation then.
That was off camera, bro.
All right, well, let's talk about it off camera, nigga.
Damn.
But when I told him we gonna talk about it off camera, he said nothing.
I'm trying to be a responsible young man out here.
All right, then, be responsible.
That's a lot of
do I want to get married? I don't know, man. It'd take somebody really understanding.
This is therapy, man.
I don't. The last chick I had, I loved her probably a little too much, too soon, too fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't work out right. Got my feelings hurt. I ain't really about that.
Right.
Damn.
I'm the man. Not a man, I'm the man.
Talk your shit, gang violence?
So I'm not really trying to put my feelings on the line for somebody to hurt them short term, long term, or just fuck me over.
Right.
I can't have that.
See?
So. Right now, at 41, I'm gonna say, do I see myself getting married again? Yep. Hell yeah.
You said all that shit and still was like, yep.
Yeah. Bro, yeah. I'm just confused, bro. That nigga taking me on a roller coaster ride right now. My emotions just went weird.
Since you're the only one.
On it.
And then he was like, you know what? Fuck yeah. I'm like,
I do that shit.
That nigga said, you're the one. Oh, yeah.
This is therapy. That's all right, let me ask you this. Get that shit out, nigga.
Since you said you would do it again, what is some shit that you learned while you were married that you know is going to require if you ever do it again?
That requires long term.
Yeah. Like, what were some of the lessons that you learned from the first one? Don't put that shit on TV.
Uh-uh.
No.
No, not that one.
That wasn't one?
Not that one. Put the other one. The second one that you're thinking about.
You got to keep your dick in your pants, man.
Uh-oh, so it was you?
Because, I mean, you know.
Niggas ain't gonna admit it was them now.
Hey, man.
That's some real nigga shit,
real
bro.
Real nigga shit now. Ladies, there you go. He admitted it. It was his fault. Damn.
I mean, if you deal with women.
Right.
Who said that?
If you like them, you need them to trust you.
Right.
If you want to be around them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Trust is everything. Yeah?
You know what got me here.
Hold on, because you been here a lot. You got kicked out, nigga? Like, you
if, it's somebody,
the
if it's somebody that you like, that you want to build with.
I like how you said like instead of love.
You feel what I'm saying?
It's two totally different things. Yeah. I be telling motherfuckers all the time. Yeah. They don't hit me when I say it.
Yeah. If I like you, I want you to be around me. And who knows what it might grow to.
Right.
It might grow to love.
The vibe.
Well, if I just meet a girl, she's talking quick, you got to love you. That's weird.
ASAP.
You say you was the one who fell in love too fast last time.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did.
Why
I
you out here doing shit like that?
Stupid. Stupidity.
Open. Vulnerable.
Woman don't know if you make a nigga feel good, nigga feel like you love him.
That's because we so used to getting the fucking bare minimum.
He love you because, bitch, you made me feel good.
We be getting the bare minimum of shit. And then you fuck around and get a whole lot of
and
good shit.
And then I realize sometimes, you know, when you meet somebody, you meeting a representative.
Say that again, gang. Got it.
A house of representatives.
That's the manager before you really meet the person.
Jay, man, we need to play some pimp behind now. That was one of them ones. That was one of them ones.
That deserve a good talk. Because I think everybody feel like the beginning always be the best.
Oh, man.
And after that layer peel off, he be like,
yeah, motherfucker.
You like, what?
It was lovely.
Let me ask you this. Would you marry another famous woman?
Yeah. I would. I'm not going to say I would never, especially when it comes to a woman, because I would never block a blessing.
Talk your shit.
You feel what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Talk your shit.
Fuck, I'm right.
But you done had the best where it was like, all right, you the caretaker, and now your girl got money. Mm. So.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I had some women that had, you know, really good jobs.
Talk your shit.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
That was a nice way to segue that.
And,
speaking of women with good jobs.
That's, I would say to get married, that would be a requirement. You have to have drive.
Gotta be
just as much as me.
You gotta be equally yoked. Yeah. You gotta have that.
Just as much as me.
I don't see my
You gotta wanna do better. You feel me? You can't be a settler.
What you mean by that?
Can't be complacent.
Yeah, you have to want the best of everything.
Every year has to be a progress.
Why not?
Right. I'm with that.
Sounds like a lot.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Yeah, everybody been asking.
Sound like a lot.
Yeah, well.
Why you ain't got married yet, Carlos? You up there.
Don't try to throw me away.
What do you
what? What you mean I'm up there? My thing works. What do you mean? No, I'm just bullshit. Don't rush me.
Shit.
Don't rush me.
I gotta pace myself. You know, I'm 29. In my last time, like my last little time in my 20s.
Hey man, don't rush yourself.
I'm thugging.
You know? You thug exactly what I'm saying.
I treat, you know what I'm saying, my lady right, you feel me? But you know, thugging.
So you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Steven, you know, we good. Everybody around me, you know, they well taken care of, something like that.
You better say it right.
Bro, she watched this show.
I know, and they gonna send it to her. With what? Because I run my household. Go ahead, take the clip, send it to her. And then send her this one. I run my household. And she well taken care of, and she loved.
She lives with you?
Because that's the thing with the people out there, right? They want you and the woman who you previous with to be at it, angry, enemies. They can't even if we was to be moving on, we still act like we together. And they like, how did that happen? Why? Because we got love for one another. We know where we at peacefully and spiritually and physically. You feel what I'm saying? That don't mean we have to be enemies. The fuck? Oh, they hate that.
Some people only know conflict, man.
That's
crazy. Hey, DC, this your bag right here, nigga. You elbow deep in that.
I'm in that motherfucker. Right, man, I'm gonna stay right there.
I'm talking about you.
I ain't gonna go nowhere. I'm gonna stay right there.
Deep in that motherfucker right now, man.
That's the point. Well, people don't understand how can you continuously to love someone even if y'all ain't even having sexual intercourse.
That's why I try to stay off the streets, man. Because once she get the fuck with me, she ain't gonna like none of these niggas no more.
You did.
Damn.
That's just what it is.
Has she ever played your Has she ever, like, broke your heart?
That's the Bishop Don Juan handshake. You know what I'm saying?
But when you find out you fuck with another nigga, yeah.
Bro, it really just depends on how I'm feeling. I could see a motherfucker liking the wrong motherfucker and never look at her again. Mm. You know, fucking with the wrong people bring your stock all the way down. That's why we was miscommunicating, because you like them kind of niggas. I could never be that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I couldn't even shrink myself down to be your type. You like regular shit.
The value done went down.
Can't dim your light, man.
No.
Your stock done went down.
Fuck, no.
I hear that.
Your stock in the negative. It's in the reds, baby.
Yeah.
Ooh, you just went down a couple of dollars.
Yeah, she had a small vision. She didn't see the whole picture.
Damn.
Like, what?
Simple bitch.
Yes. She talked herself right out the game. She
talked herself right out the frame.
Damn.
Hey, like that now.
Hey, we'll do that. You hate to see it. You hate to see it, but it happens to some of the greats.
Let's talk more listening.
Come on, man. I think everybody can take a... Okay, can I even say this before? Remember we was talking about earlier that... that God made Eve for Adam, and he told Adam to guide Eve, But the moment we start listening to Eve is the day we get kicked out the garden. Amen.
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 Now, see, that story was deeper than rap.
Is it coincidence that deceive has the name Eve in it?
Wait a minute.
Brother, I didn't even read that one in the Bible.
Now, see, the moral of that whole story is, if a woman won't listen to God, what the fuck make you think she gonna listen to you?
She only gonna listen to you if you're a snake.
You see your bag?
You gotta be a snake.
You elbow deep in it. Listen, you about that much. You elbow deep in it.
Your feet sticking out.
Man, listen, I'm telling you now.
You in it.
She won't even listen to God.
She listen
nigga
to a
like
snake
me
though.
Don't stand a chance.
She listen to a snake though.
You see your bag.
She listen to
you
a snake.
You got both of your feet in it.
That means she wanna hear what she wanna hear.
That no means she wanted to be lagged too.
Sometimes. Bitches like the fork talk.
And that was really number the subconscious.
Lamar Odom started all this shit.
No, I don't say that.
Don't say that.
Yes, he did.
Don't say that. You start saying all that real shit about marriage and shit.
On my door.
Yes, he did.
Lamar Odom started all of this, man.
Yeah, I ain't gonna have them knocking on my door.
They coming, bro.
Shit. Ain't even gonna lie. There's somebody out here that's watching. They're like, I know exactly what type of love he needs.
Watch yourself.
Because it's somebody who's been through a lot. I know exactly what type of love he needs.
Why she sound like that, though?
She fine, though, but it's that.
She done been through some shit.
She done been through some shit. Exactly what type of love he needs.
She got one of them things.
Oh, man, no.
I can't fuck her. She got one of them smoking joints.
My one. My one's me.
Y'all gonna have all type of people knocking on your door tomorrow.
They ain't going crazy, bro. I'm telling you,
hey, man,
bro.
This is just what the fuck we do. We
people get married off this shit.
All kind of crazy shit, man. Bro, you know how many people done got back with their baby mama just by watching this shit?
Yeah.
First date material right here.
Yeah.
85 South Show, internationally known.
Internationally known?
Bro, I got them playing this shit deep off in the jungle.
Yeah, South Africa playing this motherfucker.
Yeah, in the jungle with this shit.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
Nigga sent me a video doing the crazy leg. DC, we do things. I said, bro, what the fuck? You kicking up a lot of dirt. Where the fuck you at?
One nigga sent me a clip.
Nigga, he in the jungle.
This country is just a squiggly line. I don't know what the fuck that is. Just a squiggly.
That's not like, real.
We getting over there.
Nah,
that's
crazy.
It's just like,
that's crazy.
That's how we living, man.
We appreciate you for stopping through.
Nah, it's love.
And blessing us with your presence, you dig?
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Anytime.
Hell yeah, man. We'll be out here watching all this shit, you know, just in the world. Bro. Sometimes we'll be like, damn, nigga, I just wish I could tell that nigga.
Check up on me.
How much we fuck with him, bro?
Yeah, we fuck with you, man.
I'm out here.
Was you the first big man with handles like
see,
that?
Everybody we just saying that shit. See, do I mean? Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Are you gonna dap him up and then dap me up? I said it first, motherfucker. I said it first.
I take an NBA story. Y'all talking about the Rucker already? See, I'm late, so I'm on.
Nah, we ain't talking about the Rucker like actually at the Rucker, but we talked about a little bit.
I take any basketball, whatever you want to tell us, brother.
How important,
bro,
was that? How important was that for you as a player to be able to go hit the Rucker in the street ball league and shit like that?
Oh yeah, 100%. I always want to show off in the Rucker. Plus that day was special because I got to play with the Jay-Z team. And young LeBron was at the game. Tracy McGrady was on the bench.
They was on the bench.
Yeah. No, they was watching. They came to watch. They came to watch.
Go.
So I had to at least show out. You know what I'm saying? At least give them one move.
Right.
Feel me?
Yeah. So did you hear about LeBron, you know, before he actually hit the league and shit like that? Did he live up to all the shit that you had heard before that?
Yeah, I think he's probably surpassed it. I'm real rap.
Nigga, everything you said was.
I mean, proof in the pudding, man.
So how many niggas was coming up?
19 years, man. 20 years.
They was talking about it.
But that's because, you know, social media and all that changed that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, we saw
so
him
a lot
all
of these
days,
you got to see them before right. they even hit the league.
Yeah, same, I watched this nigga so much. I swear in my mind, nigga, my cousin.
Word up.
I've been watching this nigga since the 11th grade.
Real right.
It's only three people that I've really been watching since school, bro. Like, I can call from back to back. I watched Kevin Durant from school, Chris Paul from school, and I watched J.J. Redick from school. Like, I know.
You could have left J.J. Redick off.
Yeah, you crazy, dude.
Yeah, but you watched him
but
in
I'm saying
college.
This.
Listen, I don't care. A lot of niggas probably ain't live up to their name. But in Duke, my nigga.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Duke.
He got down.
And he won, too.
And he won. Like, this nigga was like 4 years consecutive champion.
They hated him, too.
They hated that motherfucker, boy. Duke.
But LeBron didn't go to college.
No, he ain't go to school.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga didn't go to
eighth grade.
He didn't go to college. That nigga just grew his hair out.
I ain't had cable. I just had to watch the games that TV allowed me to watch.
Damn. You ain't have cable. Nigga just got cable. Nigga 40 years old just got cable.
That nigga tried to make it seem like this was the 80s. This was in the 2000s, y'all. They have cable,
I wasn't
nigga.
Born back
damn.
Then.
Y'all ain't have cable in the 2000s,
we did not have cable.
God damn,
cable
y'all was
behind.
Cable
just came around. We had dish. When it rained, we went to sleep.
God damn, DC.
They gave us a bundle. It was like 200 channels for $180.
$180. They niggas were paying $180 and still didn't have cable. God damn.
Because it rained a lot in my area.
That's racist.
He's stupid.
That is why. That's when telephone had minutes on it.
Oh, shit. Cat, what Cat want an NBA story?
Oh.
Cat, or you can tell a Metta World Peace story.
Metta World Peace. Do you call him that or you still call him Ron? Huh? You call that nigga Metta World Peace?
Nah.
He still has to run out there.
Call him Ron. Yeah. I know Ron since I was like 12.
What if that nigga just start ignoring Ron one day?
Y'all from San Diego?
Nah, he from Queensbridge.
Okay.
I'm from Jamaica, Queens. He from, Ron always been aggressive. Always love playing defense. I've been playing with or against Ron since like 13 years old, 12 years old.
That's crazy.
That's word. Good to see niggas like you grew up with in the league.
Yeah,
too.
In the
like,
league.
Yeah.
I told you, nigga.
We
here, nigga. I know you, nigga.
Facts.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
The lady?
Right.
Hey.
Yep. Ron,
childhood friend, get to share that shit.
Yeah, Ron, he, I'm glad I got to win one with him, too, though. But you want an NBA story? Sum it up real quick. We're on the bus one day. I don't know what might have been after a game or something.
They put all y'all tall ass niggas on a bus.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest shit ever. Everybody in this motherfucker is over 6'3". Just arms and legs in that motherfucker.
Everybody be having their own little two seats, though.
That is hilarious.
It don't be that bad.
the fuck happened to the store?
Right. I was waiting. I mean, we on your time, though. I didn't want to say that. So,
nigga, we was on the bus.
So we don't know. We don't know.
Nah, so we on the. I can't remember.
I can't remember if it was after a game.
And they told me to behave. That's bullshit.
Or one of his performances, but Bean was just like, yo,
crazy.
I'm better than Mike.
Who? Who
Kobe.
Said that?
Oh, Bean.
Oh. Just out of nowhere?
I don't know what made him say that. I don't know if it was after a game that we just had.
So it's just niggas on the bus.
Yeah, I think I was the only one that heard him, though, too. Though.
He would just say random shit like that?
I'm not. It was just, I don't know if we was talking. I can't really remember how it went down, but he was like, yo, I'm better than Mike. I was like, all right. That's a lot. But if you think it, then.
Go great.
If you like it, I love it.
Right.
Feel me?
He believed it.
Hell yeah, he believed it.
Yeah, he had to.
100% he believed it. He was the only one at that time, like, chasing Mike. Really, like, yo, I'm going to be better than Michael Jordan. To the walk, to the fadeaway.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He practiced the game to the T, though.
He got it right, but he was still
competing.
Yo. Right. Yeah. It was like Kobe. It was still Kobe. He made it look like it was Kobe, even though you knew who he watched, you knew who he studied. And, of course, he was his mentor. But he was just like,
facts.
I have to go on the court and outdo my mentor because it's like, this is the game. He's teaching me the rules and the books. Why would I go out here and play?
It's the ultimate competitor.
Wow. If anybody, yeah, we try
the
to
the ultimate competitor is you want to be better than the one, the only one that they even could compare you to be to, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Not comparing you to nobody else.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm not even going to lie, the fro Kobe.
Can't nobody fuck with Kobe with
the fro. The fro, the number eight, nigga.
Bro, you seen Kobe come out and he had like little lint on this shit? He finna go crazy. That nigga used to have little lint.
He finna dog your ass.
Bro, when you see an NBA player like with no lineup, them niggas finna play ball. Give a fuck who it is. If a nigga shit fuzzy.
He finna go crazy. That's like Calvin Lillard.
Bro, look. KD been killing these niggas since he got there.
Since
you never seen that nigga shit line up for real. Not for real.
Not an official cut.
No, hell no.
It's just been now.
Nigga Rasheed Wallace.
But you know, he got a patch.
No, that's a birthmark.
That
nigga used to come, his shit was, when that nigga shit was flat in the back, you could tell he had been laying down. That nigga finna shoot threes from everywhere.
He's stupid.
With Air Force Ones on. What? Bro, you ain't seen Steph Kerr when that nigga had the widow's peak like Eddie Monster? That's when that nigga beat.
And he did get rid of them brains.
What?
Them brains wasn't for him.
I ain't shoot that bitch. You. That nigga's stupid, bro. He said he had the widow's peak.
When the nigga grow the little piece of beard right there.
Going nuts.
Just that little piece of beard. That nigga going crazy. Can't fuck with a nigga who need a cut.
This nigga only care about hooping.
What?
That's it. He don't care about nothing.
All right, last example I'm going to give you.
Who?
Ben Wallace. That nigga shit wasn't even.
Hey, what about Andrew Bynum when the nigga had the little beaters?
Talking about Lamar Holmes. You from the NBA era of everybody's suit being too big. Who the fuck was y'all buying them draft day suits from? That they was just hanging all off
there.
There's some pictures of you. You had a suit on Lamar. That bitch had 36 buttons. I'm like, this thing got more buttons.
He's stupid.
He should win.
You know, and in the last 5 years, fashion changed dramatically.
Get it
from how. Them sweatpants, I would never wear those when I was in the NBA.
Yeah, because they would
be too tight for me. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But now it's like, it's in.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So you gotta go with what's in.
Who was the Cyrus nigga? Like, everybody knew he was Cyrus nigga, but he just keep getting in the NBA. You like, how the hell they keep let you in?
Kobe said it was Smush.
Ooh, it's Smush.
Smush Parker. That nigga used to talk about.
passing
him.
I don't know. I wouldn't say, who was the burst, because to make it there, you got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Had to be the man somewhere in high school, middle school, somewhere you were the man.
They kicked me out, because I was doing like a little press release on LeBron, and I was trying to fuck with him and shit, just to ask him a question. And it was a nigga, he was like, getting out of the shower and shit. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, nigga, you ain't even get in the game. Like, why did you even get in the shower?
Nah,
the old team went crazy. They like, hey, watch out, bro. That the old head.
You don't take your
age. Fuck, nigga, old as fuck.
You're gonna take a shower if you get there.
Bro, he did not get in the game, bro. He was like one of them niggas, like,
you want a layup line?
What layup line? You ain't sweat.
The layup line to warm up?
That was 3 hours ago.
Exactly. Your nuts still stink.
You made me cry. From what?
Your nuts
from anticipating to get
in? Your nuts stink.
Oh, okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, don't need me today. Not the quarter coat. All right.
This nigga always looking at the clipboard.
All right.
He was 7'6", but he wasn't. He could play.
It's a well-known nigga that was sorry. But kept getting in the
league. I don't know. I kind of believe. I don't think you can get there and suck. To suck?
The niggas who sit down who don't get in the game on every team,
Will embarrass you in real life. Yes, they will.
They good enough for y'all to play defense again.
Bro,
they for y'all. The niggas play defense again.
Pull up that
you on
video.
The team, but you really getting paid to play defense in practice. Like, I know you niggas, because the coach told me what type of player I was. I was a defensive player for y'all.
He
like, you on the team, but you ain't getting in the game, but I need you so they can get better.
This nigga in the G League in high school.
I asked my coach, I said, why you don't ever put me in? He said, you good, but you good enough for the players to really defeat
coach me. Trying to keep him going. I ain't needed you yet, champ.
Hey, he told you a good locker room.
Hey, you
a good locker room.
You my secret weapon.
I mean, one time.
We ain't needed you yet.
You my secret weapon.
Hey,
shit.
Keep your head up. It's early in the season. You're early. We're going to make some changes. We're going to find out who really want it.
I heard all that shit.
Well, don't never think because the motherfucker on the bench that they ain't the truth, bro. It's a video of a... Shorty yawning over there.
Who?
Killing me.
What's Shorty? I don't
with the bucket?
Lady?
Yeah.
I still went in anyway. There was 6 players on the court. I went on. I said, I'm going to get on. And the referee was looking like, who getting out? I said, ask him, because I ain't getting out. Shit, on this play, I'm going to be on this one.
Everybody.
He like,
teed up.
Oh, you want me to shoot? That's my tech. Let me get the ball. That's for me.
That shit do be confusing, man. You out there balling. You didn't come in. I got you.
What the fuck? What happened?
You ain't got me.
I remember the best player on the team.
I ain't even tired, man. You can't have me.
I'm sorry. You don't need to be checking me. I remember I switched one time. I got him. I said, no, you don't. You good. Check him right here. He real good. Because if he check me, then we finna lose. I came in with everybody. She's sleepy. She been with him all day. They been lying. They lied to you, ain't it? She said they would drop you off at 9:00 in the morning.
Hey, ride with me somewhere right quick.
Another fucking meeting. God, I just met Little Yachty today. He's treating me like his manager. She is pissed.
And I good luck on your upcoming fight, man.
I don't need luck, bro.
You don't, dog.
I'm with you,
man.
Fuck that. I'm betting $10,000 on you. You gonna whoop his ass first round.
You play with skill, good luck will happen.
There you go, man.
That's what Hov said.
Fuck that. $10,000 on my nigga Lamar. Who want that bet?
Nobody wanna see that jab. Huh? That
I
jab
believe it too, just cause Hov said.
Too long.
For real.
That nigga ain't lied to me yet.
Think about all the fuck niggas who hated on you over the past years. You whooping his ass.
I feel sorry for that little white boy.
That's gonna be light work.
Light work.
It'd be quick.
Damn. Then when you beat him, they can be like, oh, he should have got on somebody his own size. Fuck that.
Exactly.
You shouldn't even say nothing to my partner, man.
That's what they gonna say.
What if Aaron Carter say he fucking around a diss and fuck those 85 South boys? I'm like, nigga, you gonna get another ass with me. Put out the money. I'm gonna whoop his ass too.
He called you out though. That's
he called you what? Not a
celebrity boxing. They made it happen.
Oh, okay. Your name just came up, or they knew you. Are you known for having them hands?
Or did they pick it out? Hands?
Nah, but I always use boxing training when I was my best year at the Lakers, so I know what to expect.
Do you take like all the training, or is it boxing, like jiu-jitsu? I tried jiu-jitsu. I couldn't do that wrestling shit.
Yeah, you can't even say the shit right.
I know you didn't stay long.
That nigga made the shit sound like some shit you cook in a skillet. That damn jiu-jitsu. That shit good with them noodles.
With cheese?
Is that cheese on there?
With cheese on there?
Baby, bring me some more of that jiu-jitsu.
I can't do that shit.
Let's get in the hibachi grill. We'll take two jiu-jitsu.
Y'all got some judo?
Y'all ain't got no judo, huh?
You ain't got no jiu-jitsu. Got me fucked up. He wanted me to do a kick and a roll. I said, man, I can't do that, man. If I got to do that to whoop a nigga ass, I might as well. I'm losing the fight. Fuck that.
Well,
yeah,
Lamar,
we don't want to fight and get dirty.
You got a hell of a story, man.
Thanks,
I'm
brother.
I'm sure you learned a lot over the years.
Like, appreciate
what,
that.
What type of advice do you give people when they ask you for it? How to keep going, how to stay motivated, how to stay focused, how to navigate through the bullshit.
Stay sober. And keep God first. Put God first.
Amen.
Yes. Overcome anything.
Man, you overcame a whole lot of shit.
Man, I had 12 strokes, 6 heart attacks.
You
man.
And you said, nigga.
And a coma, nigga.
You bullshit. 12 strokes, 6 heart attacks.
Man, can we give it up for my
Hold on, whoa. Hold on, wait. That shit, you said 12 strokes and 6 heart attacks?
Facts.
Damn.
I woke up, I couldn't even walk or talk, my guy. I'm a big, strong athlete. Imagine that. Imagine how you would feel.
Damn, how long did you stay in the coma?
Man. Yeah, somebody poisoned me. 3 days?
Bro, they always leave that part out.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had the reputation, doing drugs and partying and shit like that. So, I guess somebody took advantage of that.
Yeah, they believe that part.
Yeah, they definitely left that part out.
All right.
Wayne, man, nigga.
That's some real shit, bro.
For real, I couldn't walk or talk. I'm gonna go for that shit.
Well, I'm glad you're here, man.
Hold my bowels. Damn, man.
But that's why even when I go out, like, I'm real big on that. Because I know, like, 3 people that you bounce back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know people that don't bounce back.
Man, that's
so when
a
I'm
lot.
Out, I don't drink, I don't smoke no motherfucker. I smoke my own weed, and I know, because that is what I'm scared of. Because I ain't tripping on you physically doing something to me. I'm worried about the sneaky motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They hate to see a nigga prospering or anything, and they just want to stop God's plan, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you can't stop God's plan.
That's right.
You dig what I'm saying? How many? How many 12 strokes and what?
6
heart attacks.
Still ain't being stopped. Amen. You hear me?
That right there lets you know that God real.
Come on, man.
For real.
Man.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
For real. I was all the way down. Told my family, say your final goodbyes and all that.
Okay.
How's it going now?
That's what the doctor said. Fuck you mean?
Shout out to me, the queen.
I ain't what the Lord said.
Thanks. Dig what I'm saying? Come on, man. But we glad to have you.
You know what's up.
The bounce back story is amazing. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? You still here, you still prosper. And if you ever need the 85 South Show, nigga, you want to come kick it and just talk your shit, you can come here and talk your shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Whatever you got going on, man, whatever. Yeah. It's much love,
bro.
Man.
Right. Come on, bro.
There you have it, folks. 85 South Show. Lamar Odom. We out this bitch. Let's get a flick.
Let's go.
Come on, get a flick.
Right now?
Yeah. We're not standing up with you, bro. I'm not.
Oh, man. We got to do it.
You can do it. Nigga, you can do it. You can do it.
Man, hey, man.
Nah.
I want the food.
Nigga, you 6'4". I ain't 6'0".
We don't get NBA player.
I'm sitting the fuck down.
You got to have a comparison.
I'm not standing up next to this man's waist. Fuck you talking about.
I'm on dead. Yeah. I'm going
to jack down for you. Hold up. Yo.
Finna go smoke my weed, dick.
Hell yeah, we definitely
need to contact. Hold on.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know my own phone.
Whatever you plug in, you want to come and tell some more stories, please do, bro. I hate I missed it.
Hold on. Want me to sit down?
I just want to give me some money. Everybody knew it was happening.
Say cheese.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.